In Parshas Korach, Rashi brings down the Chazal, the connection between the end of Shlach, which is Tzitzis, and Korach, which is the Machlokes of Korach. The Korach addressed all those constituents, his entourage, with blue begodim. Blue begodim. And he went and asked Moshe Rabbeinu with the 250, do they need tzitzis? What's the hope shot in tzitzis? With the psil tchelis. And the psil tchelis is supposed to remind you of the yam. And then it reminds you of the yam, that reminds you of the sky, rakia. And the sky reminds you of the kisya kovid. So then, l'chayra, you don't need tzitzis. You don't need tzitzis on such a beggar that the whole beggar reminds you of the kisya kovid. A good child, no?
Okay. What do you mean by the white strands for? On the white ones,
for example. Why is it white? They're not colored. But that's already an answer to part of this question, because why don't you make it all blue? Okay? So that's the question. But Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Chazal, said, no, you still need the tzitzis. You still need tzitzis on it. It means you still need the seven white strings, and you need the blue, the tchelis. What's the svara? What's the svara? If that's the purpose of everything, so then why would you have to do it? So there's a Lashon Chazal. Before I even get to Lashon Chazal, but the whole purpose of the tzitzis is a risa, my son. You have to see it. It's a chaytem is called mefilas Hashem. So the tzedukim took that literally and used to hang tzitzis on the wall. Some framed it, some didn't frame it. But then to make sure that the tzitzis was like, maybe Korach had a blue wall in his tent, so you want to, that's why you picked that, it should be all blue, because then it fits, maybe. If the whole purpose is a risa, my son, so why did Hashem put the tzitzis on the knuffis? She put it like on the shoulders, right over here. You see it right from up here. And you see it all the time. Yeah, you stick it in there. People, do they wear the tzitzis out? They don't wear the tzitzis out. If they do, you got to go bend down to see if you have it. You know what I mean? It's much better. Don't put it on the knuffis. You just put it like on the shoulders, hanging down like a tassel. You know, the tassel, like I think the generals have like a tassel hanging down, you know, or a tie. Imagine if you say you better wear a tie. If through this you'll remember stuff. You're not going to wear a tie down near your pants or your belt. You wear a tie right in front of you. It's coming down from your throat. Every time you talk, it starts moving, you know. So then you'll know that it's there. But the tzitzis, why would you know about the tzitzis? Why are they making it hang over here? They shouldn't have come. Yeah, the Chazal talk about why the konfis, why? When I took you out, on the konof, the wings of the things, so we have something that's a konof, a corner. So that'll remind you of not just the blue tzitzis, it'll remind you of the konfei nesharim. Okay. I want to tell you a simple teretz. Lashon Chazal, when it comes to tefillah, for instance, it says, Libo Lamala, his heart should be Lamala, the Einov Lamata. How should be our posture when we daven, for instance? Libo Lamala and Einov Lamata. What's the pshat? So the pshat is, Libo Lamala means that you have to know that Tzurosel Shel Yaakov is on the Kisi Yaakov. And the Neshamas of Klai Yisrael come from the Kisei HaKovet. Because our tachlis in the world is to make Hashem the Melech, pronounce him and declare him as the Melech throughout the world. We're the ones who's bringing the chvoidi barasiv. Oh, so we're the ones who's going to berachavad Hashem b'mekomo. We're dealing with kavod Hashem. So we really belong up there. That's who we are. Atah Kadosh Yoshev. Hashem sits on Tehillas Yisrael. Where does the Tehillas Yisrael be sitting on the Kisei HaKovod? It goes to the Kisei HaKovod. Das Azuns. That's who we are. We're incredible. We're B'nai B'chor Yisrael. We're up the Kisei HaKovod. It says, Eino L'mato. Eino L'mato means don't become a Balgaiva. You can get so smug in your relationship with Hashem. Like, yeah, me and Hashem. He's sitting on me. He's sitting on my tehillas. You know, we're like buddy-buddy. Sometimes the covet of the covet that Hashem gives to you could bring you down. I remember hearing a maimid, Rav Hutna Zatzal. He said, Golus of Yisrael is different from the Golus of any other Golus. Of any other nation. And he said, why? Because the Golus of Israel came from Gaiva. Vayishman, Yeshurun, Vayivot. Yeshurun, which is a high madrega of Yashar, Israel, Yeshur. Even the highest madrega, when it's Vayishman, you get fat. Yeshurun, Vayivot, you kick Hashem. When you get to Hamish, you get to Hamish. You know, me and Hashem, I know the CEO. He's a relative of mine. What's up, you know? When Hashem is mashpia, so good, so much, too good. And how is the Egel Azov described at the Cheter Egel? What to is it described as a place that they visited? In the Membe's Masois, what is it? Dizahov. Dizahov. What's Dizahov got to do with it? Dizahov. That means it was enough gold. They had so much money. You know what to do with it. So let's make an angle. We got so much extra. The downfall of Klal Yisrael, the golus, always comes when we're sitting pretty. And we start forgetting about Hashem. We're too hamish, you know? I'll call you once a month, Ribbono Shel'olam. I'm too busy in the business, you know what I mean? You might think not consciously, but at least subliminal, it's inside of you. That person becomes too much Ava is no good. Because what happens when you have too much Ava? You're boyet. Right? You invite the brother to your house, you know, and he wants to sleep there and can't go home. I say, okay, fine. Next morning you come there and you open the fridge, it's all cleaned out. He says, you know what happened to the food over here? Oh, I got hungry last night. He says, the first time you come to my house, you ate my, took away the whole refrigerator. I'm Hamish. You're Behamish, not Hamish, my friend, Hamish. You know, what is that? That's too much love, you know? You need a checkpoint. You need Yira. You need Yira. Yira to hold you back. That's Yira's Haroimimus. That's a good. You have an Abba to come closer. You have a Yira that stops you. You know, checkpoint. You know what I mean? Don't step over the line. Vigbalta Esohor. What does that mean, Vigbalta Esohor? Hagbola. Shloshimei Hagbola. They had to make a boundary around the mountain. Why? Because Hashem is Megal himself. Let me go up there. Give me a hug. Ziva Teira hug. You know, that... He says, hip out of the heart. Don't get too friendly with me. You know what I mean? Still, you got to keep the borders. So you see, the pshat is that even though that you feel close and you have to know that you are close and you have to know that your B'nai B'chor Yisrael is important. But ain't of Lamato. You're still on the ground. You're still mortal. Right? You're not perfect. You do Averis. And that would give the check point that it will be a healthy Kisei HaKovod instead of something that could take you away from the Ribbono Shel Olam if you feel too much horniness. That's the pshat. When you're diving with your kedak, You talk to Hashem, you daven, and you have protection. You don't got to make an appointment. Go see a Rebbe. You got to wait 2 months to get to see the Rebbe. Hashem is the Rebbe from the Rebbes. You don't got to make an appointment, right? He says, come in. So I'm here. Let's go. Rabbi Hashem, I want to talk to you. So, he has nothing else to do. He's so busy with running the world and the galaxies and a billion other worlds. But hey, he'll see you. So you have to have a little year also to realize, you know, watch your step. Hey, libo lamala. So I'm thinking maybe that's the pshat over here. Korach was the idealist. You know, the Heubenkeit means, yeah, we're all Yidden, we're great. We're great. Kulam Kedoshim, everyone could be a Kohen Gadol. We should have. It's like everyone's the president of the shul, they don't have a president, you know? Have a shul here also that doesn't have a rav. Everyone's the rav. You know? I'm telling you, I don't know how they call it Beis Sholem. What kind of Beis Sholem is it? So here's the same thing. That libo lamala. If you would put the tzitzis over here on your shoulders, you'd see them. You'd easy see them. There's nothing about anivas. High up. Tzitzis. Trailers. My anov is lamata. So he said, I shouldn't put them on the corners. You want to see your tzitzis, you got to bend down. If you want to see your tzitzis, you got to look like this. Oh, you got to bend down. It means you're not a knacker. You're not Hashem's gift to the world. I mean, even though you are Taka Zera Kodesh and Bnei B'chol Yisrael, but you can't have the gaiva. You need the gaiva dikdusha when you need it. But otherwise, when you're going to be too much. You're going to look at the tchelis that's sitting on you and you think of the kisya kovet. What's going to bring you down to reality that you have to have a little year as well because you're not perfect? It's nice to be related to the Creator, but there's still a distance because you're not the Creator. But a Marishan thought, by eating the tzadas, you'll be buried on lamas. There was a little missing of Yira there. He had such a giluyim and giluyim, like, wow. Like, he needed a checkpoint. You have to think, like, if Hashem told me not to eat, so what kind of cheshbon could I make? You know what I mean? That's when a person doesn't have that Yira there. It can go on. And so that's why Moshe Rabbeinu told them, it's great to have the whole thing blue. But if everything is blue, they have blue and you don't need the tzitzis on the bottom, you're not going to have shiflas. You're going to come to be kol ha'eda kulam kadoshim. Horayah, that's what's happening right now. So you have to have something that you look down. Look down to the Omah. You're made from Adama, ela ofa toshuv. Ela ofa toshuv. Remember that you're not perfect. You're not perfect. You could strive for perfection, but you need Hashem to even go wherever you want to go. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, nice svara, but there's a Tosis's pircho on that. Adam onov. You always have to be an onov. You have to work on anivus. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest onov. It's like the Kutzke Rebbe used to say, any taina that someone has to a gadol, usually he's the one who has that taina. He says, Lama Tisasu Alkohol Hashem. Who's he talking to? Moshe, who was the Anamikol Adam. He was the most Anamikol Adam. He says, Lama Tisnasu Alkohol Hashem. There it is, because he was a Valgai. Kaya was a Valgai. He had Gaiba. He said, Gimme. Ezakuna, I'm a Vakish. I'm asking for more. That only comes from Gaiba, not from Anivas. Therefore, the tzitzis have to be on the confos where it hangs down and you have to look down, you have to bend down to get it. Then you have a balance of libo lamalo, but ain't of lamata. It won't come to vayishman yeshuan vayivet. The shefa is too much for your kelim to handle. Have less shefa, use it right, and thank the one who gave it to you.